This is a CBC podcast. Connect online with book lovers around the world to meet, chat, and share your ideas. Join host Hannah Sung at cbc.ca/bookclub.
Backbencher, one woman's journey through the snake pit of Canadian politics. The House of Commons is on a break this week, and our favorite MP, Nellie Gordon, is back home in East Nova. She's spending some quality time with her son, Ben, getting her office assistant, Sean, under control, and hitting the gym, where she bumps into Tina Simmons, her former campaign manager she didn't hire for the writing job. Backbencher. Episode 6, written by Wendy Lill. The Wrong Call.
Hey. Good morning, Tina. Mind if I squeeze in here?
Go for it.
Packing on the pounds up there in Ottawa, are ya? Something like that. I was gonna call you about what happened between Ben and Max.
What about it?
Pretty weird, don't you think?
How so?
Out of the blue, our two kids fighting, your son Max calling me names, where'd that come from?
It's what kids do,
not best friends.
You're gonna tell me what best friends?
Tina, whatever happened between us, can we leave the boys out of it?
Sure.
So, what are you doing here anyway? I thought you hated sweat.
That was so yesterday. Now I squeeze in a workout 3 times a week before work.
You got a job?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you working?
Kenny McNeil's economic development team.
That's, unbelievable.
I don't believe it.
You mean Kenny the zombie McNeil?
The guy whose picture you threw darts at through the campaign.
Oh, boy, was I wrong.
Kenny's totally awesome.
Really?
Yeah, got a whole new narrative, and we've got a whole new game plan. The only way we're gonna get anything done here is by working together. By getting all the stakeholders at the table. Business, government, citizens, for the good of the community.
I agree with that.
Oh, great. I was going to call you, too. We need to talk about something. Want to grab a juice after the workout?
Sure.
I'll get this. Community outreach tab.
Right.
So, the liquefied natural gas project for Heron Point. It's been a long time on the back burner.
Yeah, Tina, we went after it during the campaign. We thought it would be dirty, environmentally destructive.
Wrong again. The provincial assessment is out, and it's green lights all around. Obviously, we want the MP on side. You'll be at the public meeting Wednesday night?
Wednesday night?
He told you, didn't he?
Who?
What's his name? Earl Higgins, useless son.
Sean?
Yeah, I told him about it when I dropped off a pile of stuff for you to read. You got that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
What a dump that place is. The pipes are still leaking. Pizza boxes everywhere. I mean, if it wasn't such an eyesore, it'd be funny.
Tina, you rented it, remember?
Seriously, our team is trying to put together the strongest package to attract investors, and you and your office here are sure not helping.
Have you been totally snatched?
Just having an NDP member up in Ottawa sends the wrong message.
Tina!
It's bad for the investment climate. It's a total liability.
I gotta go.
See you Wednesday night.
So long, sister. 2 months ago, you were my campaign manager and best friend, and we were doing high fives on election night. Now you're working for the guy I beat out. Welcome to the new narrative. But I don't have time to worry about that. I've got my own total liability to deal with back at my riding office. Sean Higgins. Hey, Sean.
Go!
Let go
of me!
What's going on?
Get out! I'm sick looking
at you. Sean!
I won't!
What are you doing? Stop
it! Take your hands off of me!
Stop!
Move! Get out! I have to see her!
Stop it!
No!
Madame Gordon, what a great honor to meet you.
Oh, what a pile of...
Sean, be quiet. Get over there.
Fine.
Are you all right, sir?
Yes. Thank you.
And you are...
Behrouz Akbari.
Mr. Akbari, I am so sorry for what just happened. Could you go wait in my office, please? I'll be right there.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Madame Gordon.
Sean, what the
hell were you doing?
Look, I couldn't stand it anymore. I told him to make an appointment like normal people, and he wouldn't. He just sat there staring right at me for like 2 hours. It got to me.
It got to you, did it? So you decided to push him out the door? What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just had this...
Sean, there is no excuse for your behavior.
But if he's...
You're here to run the office. Be pleasant. To be my eyes and ears in the community. And you know what?
What?
You're doing a terrible job. Just look at this place. It's like a bomb went off.
Oh, come on.
I mean it. Clean it up and get the landlord in to fix those leaky pipes.
Okay, boss.
Mr. Akbari, first of all, please accept my apologies for what just happened.
It's not a problem.
Yes, it is. It's inexcusable. I'm afraid my assistant, he's young, he's very hot-headed.
It's fine. Really. I'm just glad you're finally here.
What is it that I can do for you?
My permit has run out.
Your permit?
My visa. Your government has given me a removal order. I have to leave the country in 48 hours.
48 hours?
Please. You've got to help me. I can't leave my baby daughter behind.
Wait, hold on. I better get some paper. Go on. Maybe you should start at the beginning.
I came here 5 years ago to study at the Technical University in Halifax, Daltech.
From where?
Iran. I want to live in a free country like Canada where there is real democracy.
Right. Go on.
Shortly after I arrived, I met a Canadian woman and we got married. And we had our baby, Mila. It was very good for a while, but then...
But then...
Your government gives us 2 years after graduation to find work in your field. But it's not easy to find work. I ran into cultural differences.
Are you talking about racism?
Yes. We've moved all over looking for work. That's how we ended up here. But still no luck. And now my temporary work permits run out.
But if you're married to a Canadian woman, that's got to make a difference.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Supposed to?
My wife decided being married to an Iranian man was no longer exotic. She took my daughter and left me for another man.
Still, that shouldn't affect...
Then she pulled my sponsorship before it went through.
Oh.
Please, you've got to help me.
I'm not exactly sure what I would...
They'd kill me if I set foot in Iran.
Who will?
The government thugs who run the place. My family are reformers, freedom fighters. They target us. It's a death sentence to go back there.
That's terrible.
Madame Gordon, you're my only hope. You're the Member of Parliament. You have power to...
Well, I don't know if I have any
power. You will help. I know you will.
Well, there must be a way to appeal. I'll make some calls. Where can I contact you?
I don't have a phone. My payment plan ran out. But I can come back tomorrow, same time.
Okay. I'll see you out. Again, thanks for coming in, Mr. Akbari. I'll be in touch.
Smoke on the mic like Smoke and Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser.
Sean?
What?
Could you please stop singing?
Sure, boss. Just cleaning.
And again, I want to apologize for the misunderstanding with my staff.
That is no problem. I will forgive him.
Oh, gee, thank you.
And now, Madame Gordon, I will leave this in your capable hands.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ah, good riddance.
Sean, you have no idea what that poor man is going through.
Right.
We've got to help him. What time is it?
12 o'clock.
Oh, I gotta go. I gotta go home and have lunch with Ben.
You want me to call a cab?
No, I'll walk.
Okay. See you later. And you're not gonna recognize the place.
Good.
Bonjour, Nellie Gordon's office.
Renee, it's Nellie. I need your help.
What is it?
We need to call immigration. Is there an office in East Nova?
Oui, in the government building. Why?
Oh, that's only a block away. I'll drop in after lunch.
No, MPs don't just drop in. The protocol is at your staff phones.
Can you call right away?
Well...
What's up, Renee? You sound stressed.
I spent 2 hours walking to work.
Oh, the bus strike.
Oui, and today they're picketing the hill. I had to cross their picket line to get in.
It's okay. I'll call myself.
No, that's not appropriate. MPs don't just call...
Just give me the number.
But... Nellie, I can't...
I'm on my way home to have lunch with Ben. I'll call right now.
All right. Your local contact person is... Dan Martin.
Phone?
426-5555.
Thanks, Renee. Take it easy.
Salut.
Dan Martin, Canada Border Service Agency.
Mr. Martin, this is Nellie Gordon, the Member of Parliament for East Nova.
Hello.
This is kind of unusual, but I'm calling about someone who just came into my office and needing help.
And that would be?
Baruz Akbari.
Ah, Baruz Akbari.
He told me he's been ordered to leave the country in 48 hours.
Miss Gordon?
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but did he sign a consent form?
A what?
Well, a consent form to allow us to share information about his case.
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I can't discuss it. That information is confidential.
But he's saying he's being deported in 48 hours.
Before I can discuss any file, I need to have a signed consent form. Those are the rules.
But I can't reach him. He doesn't have a phone. Do you have his address?
That's also confidential.
But that's crazy. How can I get...
Those are the rules.
Mr. Martin, could we please meet and discuss this?
Well, I'm sorry, but without a consent form...
Can I talk to your boss?
I am the boss.
Mr. Martin, this man has a little child who he's about to be ripped away from. Are you a father?
Miss Gordon.
Yes?
No form, no talk.
But he...
Good day.
But... Crap! Whoa! Awesome, Ben. New move. Where'd you learn that?
Practice.
My turn. Ooh, I'm rusty.
How about pathetic?
Thanks. How was school?
Bad.
Learn anything?
Nope.
Sounds like a great morning all round. Your turn. So, how are things going?
You just asked that, Mom.
I mean, generally. How are things with Max?
We're not friends anymore.
Can we talk about that?
Nope.
Maybe Max called me a name because his mom Tina's mad at me.
How come?
Because I didn't hire her for the job in my office.
Why didn't you?
Well, because... Oh, it's a long story. But she's got another job now, so maybe things will work out.
Doubt it.
What do you mean? Talk to me, Ben.
It's not just Max.
What is it? What's the matter? Ben! Talk to me, please.
It was supposed to be a big joke. That's what you said.
What?
Running in that stupid election. You weren't supposed to win.
No, but I did.
It really sucks. I hate it.
Ben, maybe there's a reason for it. A whole lot of people took a chance on me, and now I've got to try to be their voice in Ottawa.
What about me? You just left me.
No, I didn't. Grandma's here. She's doing a great job looking after you.
Forget it.
Ben, I'm here now. We can watch movies and have popcorn Friday night, and next week you're coming up to see a Senators game, right?
Forget it. I don't want to talk about it.
Ben!
I gotta get back to school.
Hi, boss.
Hi.
What do you think? Looks better, eh? I got rid of all the food, tons of paper. 6 green bags went right out into the garbage, and I've left 10 messages with the landlord, who is not responding. So I guess he didn't vote for you.
Who cares?
So how was your lunch with Ben?
Terrible. Sean, did Baruz say where he lived?
Nope.
Damn. Sean, what did you do with that stuff Tina Simmons brought in about the LNG meeting?
Let's see. Garbage. It was just about the gas plant everyone's talking about.
Sean, I need to know about that. There's a public meeting Wednesday night.
Yeah, she said that.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. It's just a boring meeting.
I can't do this.
Can't do what?
Any of this.
What's the matter? Are you okay, boss?
No, I'm not okay.
Why are you breathing like that? Should I call 911?
I've abandoned my son. My oldest friend is trying to destroy me.
Oh, you gotta chill out.
A guy's getting kicked out of the country because I'm too stunned to get a consent form.
Come on, boss, chill.
How the hell can I chill when I've got...
A loser like me working for you?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what you were thinking.
No, I wasn't.
I was thinking I need a coffee.
Okay. I'll go get you one.
No, it's okay. I'll go. I need some air. Thanks, Peg. Excuse me, could you pass the sugar, please?
Yeah, sure.
Milk, please?
Sorry, Miss Gordon, there's no milk, just cream.
Do we know each other?
Well, you're famous. You're the MP.
Hardly famous.
And we were just talking this morning?
You're Dan Martin, at Immigration. The guy I just blasted on the phone.
The same. I see you here all the time. And we must be on the same caffeine schedule.
I guess.
Are you walking back?
Yeah.
Can we walk together?
That's not against the rules.
Community contact. Probably permitted.
So, Mr. Martin, how long have you been doing your job?
25 years. Call me Dan.
That's a long time, Dan.
I think I've seen it all.
I bet. So, what can we do for Mr. Akbari?
No comment.
He's leaving behind a small daughter. His life is in danger when he returns to Iran. We've got to do something.
For the last time, without a consent form, I can't talk about this. And by the way, I am a father.
Then I don't get it.
What?
What was the point of setting up a chance meeting at the coffee shop if you weren't going to help me?
I didn't set anything up.
I think you did.
I've already said it's against the rules.
What about the human beings caught in the middle of all your rules?
Miss Gordon.
Here's a man trying to start a new life in our country, but because of a marriage breakup is being ripped away from his daughter and plunged back into a nightmare of terror and war. And all because of a heartless, rule-bound bureaucracy.
It's a powerful story. But is it true?
Pardon?
Well, here's my office. This is where I turn in.
What did you mean when you said, is
there's someone who works at the pet store near the pier. Maybe she can help you. Rhonda Akbari. But you didn't hear it from me.
No. Ah, thank you. I'm sorry I'm such a pain.
No, it's okay. You're just trying to do your job. You know, when you figure out your way around, you're going to be one hell of an advocate. Good luck, Miss Gordon.
I'm looking for Rhonda Akbari.
You found her.
Hi, I'm Nellie Gordon, the MP for East Nova.
I've seen your picture.
Can we talk for a sec about your husband, Baruz Akbari?
I guess so. Marg, can you look after the register? We can go into the back room. This is quieter. Just the guinea pig. If you don't mind, I'll clean his cage.
No, I don't mind.
Come here, little buddy. Out you come. So, what do you want to know?
Well, I just had a meeting with Baruz. He came in to discuss his removal order. He's being deported in 48 hours.
Uh-huh.
He says the two of you were married 4 years ago.
That's right. Now we're separated. I'm in the process of getting a divorce.
And you have a daughter together.
Mila. She's 3. You're surprised by that, aren't you?
No.
I'm 15 years older than Baruz. We met on the internet. I've since learned it's a common story.
What is?
Young immigrant student finds lonely, desperate woman to marry and gets a fast track to citizenship.
Desperate?
Oh, you know, biological clock ticking.
Look, your marriage to Baruz is none of my business, but he told me you withdrew his sponsorship.
I did. What else did he tell you?
Well, I really...
Did he say that I dropped him for another man? And that he's hard done by and nobody will hire him?
Well, he...
For what it's worth, there's no other man. And Baruz had 15 jobs and lost them all because of his gambling.
His what?
Baruz is addicted to VLTs, video lottery terminals.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Well, he wouldn't tell an MP that. He won't admit it to me. Even now, gambling is forbidden by Islam and Iranian state laws. It's too shameful for him.
How did you find out?
One day I dropped off his lunch at the call center where he worked. The manager said he'd been fired weeks before. But I'd find him across the street in the bar. And there he was, alone in the dark, hunched over one of those horrible machines.
Did you talk to him?
I tried, but he denied it. Said he just stopped in for a moment to relax. Then I realized he'd been going into my bank account and taking out my savings to feed his habit. That's when I left. But he still comes by. I didn't want to pull his sponsorship, but I had no choice.
I don't know what to say.
Miss Gordon, Beruz is looking for someone new to take up his cause. String out his time a little bit longer. Please don't do it. I'm counting the hours till my daughter and I are finally free of him. I better get back to work.
Thanks for your time. Turn it off, Sean.
How about down?
No, off.
Bad call, boss. I'm telling you, music chills people.
Not that music. And I want you to take the Wu-Tang posters down and put up the picture of the NDP caucus.
Whatever you say, I just don't want you doing the funny breathing thing on me again.
Hey, the pipes aren't leaking anymore.
Yeah, landlord showed up after you left, banged around a bit, and it took like 5 minutes.
Well, thank heaven for small mercies.
And I called Tina Simmons, and she's bringing over more of that LNG crap for the meeting.
Good. Now take the rest of the day off.
How come?
Because Mr. Akbari is coming in, and I don't want the two of you in the same room together.
Oh, well.
I want you to go, Sean.
Okay. You're the boss.
Have a seat, please, Mr. Akbari.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Madame Gordon, I can't tell you how grateful I am for...
Please, don't be too grateful yet.
What do you mean?
I should have asked you yesterday to sign a consent form. Without it, I couldn't discuss your case with immigration.
Oh, dear.
I didn't know where you lived. I didn't know how to get a hold of you. But I did manage to track down your wife.
My wife?
I talked to her.
You had no right.
I had no choice. I couldn't get a hold of you. She told me the reason your marriage broke up was because you have a gambling addiction.
No.
A problem with the VLTs.
That is not true. I don't have a problem.
Mr. Akbari, with all due respect, everyone says that. Everyone denies it.
No.
I don't know whether this will work, but I could go to the Minister of Public Safety and ask for at least a postponement of your removal order on the basis of a need for treatment.
No.
I understand what you're going through.
You know nothing.
Actually, I do. I had the same problem. When I was in my early 20s, I got hooked on VLTs, too, just like you. I did things I am truly ashamed of. I hit rock bottom. Believe me, I do know.
I don't want to hear
this. But you can turn things around. I did.
Stop.
I got help. I kicked the habit. And you can, too.
You betrayed me.
No, I'm just trying to help.
Like all the rest.
That's enough! Mr. Akbari! Stop! Right now! Calm down! Mr. Akbari! That is enough! Sean!
I got it! Let go of me!
No way! Not this time!
Take your hands off of me!
Move! Move! Get out of here! He took off down the street. You okay?
Yeah.
I'm calling the cops.
No, don't. I'm fine.
I told you. There was something kind of off about
him. You did, Sean. You were right. How come you didn't leave when I told you to?
No way I was going to leave you with that guy. Got a feeling.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you were there.
Boss?
Yeah?
I was listening at the door when you were talking.
You weren't supposed to be here. That was confidential.
I know. It just...
What?
Well, okay, I look at you, you know, big MP and all, and it just kind of, I don't know, inspires me. Maybe there's hope for me.
Yeah, Sean. There is. But keep this to yourself.
I will. I'll get it. You just chill.
It's okay. It's Renee. Hey, Renee.
Hi, Nellie. I have some bad news.
Oh, yeah?
The house has been called back for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. You have to come back to Ottawa right away.
But why?
Oh, the government wants to pass back-to-work legislation for the OC transit strike.
For the Ottawa bus drivers? What does that have to do with Parliament?
Well, the buses cross provincial lines, so it's a federally regulated service.
Oh, for the love...
They want it settled.
I'm not voting for back-to-work legislation.
Of course not. The leader wants you all here to vote against it.
Renee, I've got a big meeting tomorrow night, and I need to be here with Ben.
Sorry, Nellie, but Ben's coming up next week.
But...
Your plane leaves at 5. You've got just enough time to get a cab and head to the airport.
Renee!
See you in the morning before the vote.
Hi, Tina. You still got the same car?
Not for long. I've got a new one on order.
You soliciting?
I'm waiting for a cab. Here's another copy of the LNG report. Shall I give it to your useless assistant?
I'll take it. I'll read it on the plane.
You're leaving?
I have to get back to Ottawa.
Well, la-dee-da.
I can't make the LNG meeting tomorrow night.
Oh, well, that sucks. But you're still on side?
Well, let me go through the material.
It'll mean jobs for here. We want your support. I mean, you are the MP.
Yeah, I am. My taxi's here. See you, Tina.
Maybe sooner than you think.
Airport, please.
Episode 6 of Backbencher, written by Wendy Lill. In the cast today, Joanne Miller, Genevieve Steele, Louise Renault, Pasha Ebrahimi, Corey Bowles, Jacob Robertson, Brian Heighton, and Shelley Thompson. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email to backbencher@cbc.ca. If you've missed any past episodes, you can find them through the website, cbc.ca/backbencher, and follow the link for the podcasts. Backbencher is produced in Halifax by Peggy Hemsworth. Pat Martin is the recording engineer, and Maggie Rahr is the associate producer. Dave Carley is the script editor, and the series concept is by Wendy Lill. Tom Anico is the executive producer.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.